5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Tour, where we voyage out to meet, visit, and see both normal or strange, known or unknown people, places, communities, civilizations, and events, to boldly bring you original and completely useless but sometimes useful content and informational information, and as always, shine humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
Worker, 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 the con is on. The time has come for procrastination.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry we had to stop it there before it built up.
Yeah, I know.
That's all the footage, all the audio we had, wasn't it?
Sorry about that. My audio recording skills weren't up to scratch that day.
Ah, never mind. That's what happens when you try to multitask.
Just trying to get some video.
So, the DJ scenarios. We actually have three DJs, didn't we?
Yeah.
What was it? So, DJ D to the G.
Yeah.
Then we had DJ Last Boss,
who actually did get
to play a bit in the dry room that we created, didn't we, when we had to turn the sound off.
He got to play because, I mean, his DJing was basically based off, you know, his computer and his MIDI board, which he managed to bring. Unfortunately, you know, after Dorian played...
Bobby Chocolate.
Bobby Vanilla.
Bobby Boy Vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, the guy didn't want to let his... CDJ's
sound
DJ
equipment. Yeah, the sound crew,
didn't want to use his DJ equipment anymore, so unfortunately Bobby Vanilla didn't get to play later on, which I really, you know, I tried hard to get him to play in that room, and he really wanted to play, and it's a shame he didn't get to,
What can you do, buddy? I mean, this is just what happens. This is live, outdoor events, these things happen, I'm sure everyone understands. So, yeah, anyway, respect to them coming to the DJs. So definitely next time we'll have a bit more of that, I think.
Yeah.
Now, I believe after that we're meant to have a band that were coming all the way up from sunny...
Zhuhai?
Not sunny Zhuhai. Hainan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mango.
Mango was supposed to come, but...
sent all their instruments, their percussion group, weren't they?
Yeah, they sent their percussion instruments, which we took to the island.
And then what happened?
And then... The night before, unfortunately, they had to cancel.
Why? Did they look at the Zhuhai weather?
No. Well, no, but the flight company obviously did and cancelled all the flights, so... Yeah.
So Mango never made it.
Mango didn't make it.
Well, if they're listening to us now, we did put a nice big Mango on stage with a little microphone.
For an hour. And it didn't do anything.
And then we ate it afterwards. So that was Mango. Listeners, obviously we can't show you any of Mango because they never turned up.
Maybe another time.
Are we keeping their instruments or are we sending them back down?
I've sent them all back, unfortunately, mate.
I've sold them already on Tyler. Yeah. I like your style, Dale. No, we're only joking, listeners. They've gone right back to where they belong.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll meet up with them at some point, hey?
Rory also got his guitar back. I forgot to mention that. He left that in the green room.
Did you leave your ditch?
I did lose my didge,
but
because I left it on the stage, and then when I woke up in the morning, everything had gone, and I was like, "Holy shit!" And
Where's my didge?
It's like where's my didge?
Phone the ditch line.
And I ran down to the port because they were packing all the instruments, all the amps and everything, all at the port. And then they told me, "Oh no, they've put it in a room." They didn't know whose it was.
I thought you were about to say you saw Mr. Wang about to throw it over into the sea.
Yeah, what's this?
Driftwood. Yeah.
Okay, so
good, I'm glad. Anyone else lose anything, by the way, while that comes up?
Phones.
We got them all back, didn't we?
Got all the phones back.
Yeah, there you go. There's always one, isn't there?
That was three.
Yeah, I had to deal with one of them. Pain in the ass. Anyway, if you ever go on festivals, remember to keep your personal belongings tightly. That's why I'm into bum bags nowadays, Del.
Yeah, you look great, mate.
You look really good. I'm bringing it back into fashion. Okay, next up was none other than ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sun Yat-sen, or as you like to call us...
Sun Yat-sen, S-Y-S?
S-Y-S. Yeah. You like to abbreviate everything, don't you?
Yeah.
do you not find in the world today there's just too many abbreviations?
Yeah, with text messaging and stuff. It's quite annoying. I don't understand a lot of them, and I have to look on the internet, like, what do they mean by...
Yeah, so many acronyms. I just feel acronymed out. Yeah. I like the Sun Yat-sen's, the name. I wish we could, but, you know, you like the SYS, easier to learn, I guess, isn't it?
I like Sun Yat-sen's as well.
Yeah, of course you do.
Not against it.
So, yeah, we got a bit of footage, haven't we, from a festival goer.
Yeah.
Because obviously you can...
Wasn't for me.
That'd be
weird.
So it's a bit cut up and raw, but that's what we're all about, isn't it?
That's what SYS is.
So this is going to be a few cut and shunts. Cut and shunts.
We're going to sound great.
SYS style. Here we go.
God.
We'll always make it and break it. So maybe we can meet up, turn the heat up, put our feet up. Sometime next a week, but it will probably have to be a secret. My eyes are clear, glittering on mist in a cloudy morning sky. My eyes are clear.
Come on, everybody.
Clear and I'm missed in the cloudy morning sky. But you got it all wrong. The things that I'll be saying, you'll be listening to the wrong song. Sing for dumb, you got it all wrong. The things that I'll be saying for so long.
Bright lights, TV, and chicken feet. A recipe for success if you want to compete. Money, 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 money is so funny. Honey, money, 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 money is so funny. Honey, money, money is my life. Money is my wife. Money is my strife. Money is my knife. That cuts you open, shows your true emotion. Follow it if you like, but you know the sound is always broken. Broken, 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 broken.
Get up, we're gonna dance tonight. Get up, get up.
baby, get up.
Get up,
come on, get up. Get up,
we're gonna touch the sky.
Special in the morning and you're special in the night. You're special even when you wanna pick a fight. Special when I see you and you're special out of sight. You're special when you're on the and you're special when you're special in the morning and you're special in the night. You're special even when you wanna pick a fight. You're special when I see you and you're special out of sight. You're special when you're on the and you're special when you're right. What can I say to you? You're special magic, you're special anyway. What can I say?
Are we back on, are we?
Yeah, I guess I've got to say more today. There's more of me than
you. No, as well. Like, I just feel like, you know, when you're looking back at some of these things, you know, you hear yourself and Yeah.
Well, no one likes listening to their own voice, yeah?
Well, no. I don't know, it just feels strange, like, hearing it. And I honestly do feel that that's not the best we've sounded, but I don't know, from what it was recorded on, I don't know, you can't blame the tools, but...
No, I mean, it's what it is. All I can remember is, I thought it was a nice set. Let's get to the end of the set, which we never finished in a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I remember, apart from my hair just streaming with water, that when I looked down at my electric guitar, my Fender, I just had literally water gushing down it.
Yeah.
And I was finding it hard to find my bars.
We probably should have stopped a lot earlier.
That's what Chris from the Sleepwalker said. He said, for safety reasons, you should have stopped. I said, well, no one said anything. And he said, well, I thought you'd know. And I'm like, well, once you're playing, you're playing.
We did say to the sound system, under no conditions, the music must go on. Cover the stage. Do what you can. I remember being like sitting on the floor playing Didge for Tingle Dong. And every now and then there'd be a gush of water coming down from the stage. It would go on my arse. Be like, whoa! It's just...
Yeah, it was...
insane.
I don't know, there's something rather, how do I say...
it was cool in the rain, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the roof didn't do me any good. Because, of course, we told the guys we must have a roof this time.
Yeah.
But, of course, sometimes even a roof can't even help if the wind's pushing it in a bit, yeah? So the drummer, Eric, our drummer, was nice and dry because he was at the back.
Yeah, he was fine.
But yeah, and of course, the first song, my E string broke.
And then you took another guitar and broke that one.
Broke that one.
I mean, you know, brought the spare guitar because knew that would happen.
And I broke that.
I didn't think it would happen on the first song, admittedly. I never thought you could do it.
Two times, yeah.
Four songs. This is ridiculous, mate.
Anyway, apart from the sad quality of guitar strings that they make these days. we got to, I think we're doing a 10-song set, right?
Yeah.
We got to the 9th song, which was meant to be.
Right. And
as I was finishing...
The last line of the
chorus, which was, Menabee, suddenly my mic cut out.
Yeah, and so did mine.
Right, well, I didn't know that, and I looked at the guys, and I was seriously angry, like, because, you know, I had one more song to go.
Yeah.
And we're coming to the end. And then they did a little gesture to me, which I realised... You know, chopping your neck off kind of thing.
Means no more.
The whole system had gone out.
Yeah.
Everything had stopped.
Well, they said water had got in their mixer, but I don't know if, you know, that actually stopped the music or they just was like, no, that's enough.
Maybe they had enough of us. As
maybe.
Sunny at Sense.
Maybe. Yeah. It's definitely possible.
Possible. So, anyone who was actually listening to us, that wasn't meant to be the end. It wasn't like we made that like it.
Yeah.
We had one more song, didn't we? Quite an interesting song that we were going to put on.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We were going to do like a crowd interactive where you shake it.
Yeah, where you shake it.
Yeah, well.
So, of course, then the music, the whole system went down for about what? It was like three hours, yeah?
No, longer than that. Because we didn't go on until 2 o'clock. Because we finished at like 8. And then 9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow.
1.
6 hours out. And this was because the guys literally didn't want to switch the equipment on that we'd rented.
Yeah, well, they were, you know, fair enough. They worried it was going to burn out. But, you know.
I think burn out would have all flooded out, wouldn't you?
Well, if there's water in it. It's crazy. But.
So what did we do? We came up with an idea, didn't we?
Well, Adrian decided to, you know, he said he could do his set. And I think actually we put Tate on earlier, DJ Last Boss, he came on earlier.
Yeah.
In the green room, which was for the bands, but we turned into the main party room.
We turned it into a renegade little dark place. Yeah. And we brought up to the alleyway tents. And we put the bar up there. And we had a little kind of...
Made sure it was still, the party was still available. You know,
still feasible to interact and have fun.
So, Tate did an hour, and then I recorded any music of that. But
what we can do, let's put a bit of Adrian stuff. Adrian Blackstock from Bar China, because he did a solo effort. He plugged his stuff in the green room, and this is Bar China, nice one.
Underneath me. whispered, said we can change your mind. And these lessons I still learn in time. And if we never own time anyway, some might not care what we have to say. Some might have a problem with you because you get, well, fuck them with the hey, get them.
Adrian, Far China.
Yeah, from Shenzhen.
Nice one, had a good dance.
Yeah, big up to him for keeping the party going in that room. Because if that didn't happen, maybe people would have started drifting off. But, yeah.
Drifting off back to their tents and hotel rooms, yeah?
Maybe. To the beach.
Well, and lucky, hopefully, if the hotel room hadn't
swimming.
Burnt down.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another story.
Another story.
Which we absolve all responsibility for, of course. The hotel rooms, by the way, if anyone's listening who did pay for a hotel room, I know you found them very expensive, completely out of our hands.
We totally agree.
We helped the island who run the hotels to let out their rooms. You know, we tried many times to decrease the price, but they didn't want to do it. And that's one of the reasons why, isn't it, Ryan, we are not going to do... Should we reveal it now? We're not going to do another Magic Island. No, the third one was the last.
I'm done with this.
Patrick's done.
It could have been so good, but no. We need to find a new partner and a new place to do this kind of event.
Yeah, and we have one on the horizon. We've got actually a few different places, which we won't reveal now because we're still in the prep phase. But
yeah.
Watch this space. And one thing I will say is you won't have to go over water to get to it. I think we'll keep it in
no boats on land. Required.
No boats
coming
required.
From Shenzhen to Zhuhai.
And people must be able to go back home to their beds if they want
to.
They can't be stuck on an island.
For sure.
And if we do have hotel rooms, they're going to be at an affordable price that we can control. So, okay, excellent. So that was SYS, finishing with a nice bit of rain and the system going down. Var China came on. Then, of course, who brought out their GameCube, their little Roland?
I remember us having a fight in the morning about who was going to take their bloody GameCube.
Well, luckily, explain to the people, it's not a game console, isn't it?
God, it's not a GameCube. it's a Roland Street Cube. But you always call it
GameCube,
so it just confuses me.
Yeah, so these are the things that, you know, people, when you go to Hong Kong and that, you see on the streets, they whack a couple of cubes out, put their guitars and whatever into the mics, and it acts as a nice little PA system, doesn't it?
Yeah. The funny thing is, actually, it's a rectangle. What do you call it? It's not a cube, because it's not actually cuboid at all.
That's very astute of you, actually, right?
It is, isn't it? What's a rectangle that's 3D? I've totally forgotten.
Well, it's a game... rectangle blob. So anyway, I luckily brought mine, because you didn't.
Rectoid?
And, an erectoid. So I got my erectoid out, and we plugged it in, and Mott used it, didn't they? Mott did, came on from Shenzhen.
Well, like a third of... Two thirds of Mott.
The singer was sleeping.
No, the bassist.
Yeah, the bassist, yeah, she sings sometimes. She sings
sometimes, yeah.
She was, she was sleeping. So on came Mott with a rather, how should we say, DIY put together system.
Fair play to them, man. That was, you know, it really got people back outside. The rain had stopped, and it kind of inspired people to come back out to the dance floor and get the bands. Because I really thought that was the end of it after the China, after Adrian. I thought,
well, ye of little faith and no prudence, my friend. Because yeah. On came Mott. Let's have a little listen to them. Now, remember, listeners, this isn't with the full arsenal of sound effects and equipment.
This is drums and a keyb.
The Mott Boys,
yeah.
Adam and
awesome.
Matt. Yeah.
Awesome energy from those guys.
And the bassist that was sleeping.
Yeah. So Anna, yeah, she wasn't available, unfortunately.
I've got to say, Mott have grown on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're very different, aren't they? They've got their own...
Yeah, I mean, I'm generally not...
What do you call that
into...
genre? Punk, punky rock. Yeah.
It's a bit grunge.
Yeah, grungy.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, I'm not usually like listening to that kind of stuff when I'm on my iPod
no.
or out and about, but I love these guys and the energy they put in. Like, it was exactly what we needed.
I totally and utterly agree for yeah. once with you. Mott, M-O-T-T from Shenzhen, listeners. That was them. So after that, the rain was still pissing down, but slowly but surely, as they started this revolution of getting back on stage, then the Chinese stage guys said, "Okay, we'll switch back on the Marshalls." And
yeah, so what the hell? I know, but they just suddenly said, "Oh, you can use the guitar amps. You can use that, but you just can't use the other things." Mm. I'm like, "Well, you know, why didn't you say this earlier?
Because you didn't ask.
God, yeah. Well, just tell us what we have available, you know."
Well. Who do we have next then, Del, after Mott? We had the Lips.
Well, no, actually we had lots of randomness come on. For the schedule, it was Lips. But there was, I remember Angie from LWA got back on.
Right, yeah,
And then there was another guy.
Right, well, what should we call them? Let's call them the No Name Band.
The No Name.
From Don Juan, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen to the No Namers. DC there, eh?
Yeah, shook me all night long. I mean, that guy wasn't even on the.
He was a random.
Yeah, I mean,
that stage crawler
seems to be what the Magic Island's all about. Yeah. No, but fair play to.
We couldn't get him off.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we the thing is, actually, I remember that I was thinking this guy's pretty good, and then I gave him one last song, and then at the end, they did "So Sally Can Wait."
Yeah, that was when I tried to get them off.
Yeah, and then some guy got on and kind of started singing with them. You know, they were doing a great job, and then obviously some drunk guy just got on the stage and started singing with them. But
how many times have you said better to leave on a high,
than
to do one more song?
Yeah.
But anyway, they were great.
It was all good fun. You know, it was just great to have people involved at that time enjoying themselves.
What time are we talking now, Ryan?
We're probably like looking at half two now.
Okay, so literally the festival should have been over by then.
Right, yeah.
But this is when the second wind was coming now of live music.
It should have been Bobby Vanilla's era, like ending, cutting off.
Bobby Vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, unfortunately not. And fate had it that Rolled On would be the Mackenzie Lips of the world.
Yeah.
So, Lips Mackenzie coming on with some nice original stuff.
Really, yeah. Great band, really cool.
We've got a Chinese singer. We've got Kurt and Eric bass, Kurt on the guitar.
Yeah.
And
Matt on
the
drums.
Yeah, Matt, a new guy. I met him, yeah, from England. Nice guy.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of Lips Mackenzie.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Just as people maybe were thinking, shall I go to my bed? Because it was, what, 3-4 in the morning?
Yeah.
We had our headline band.
Well, I remember, like, I remember Charlie dancing on the dance floor and I was, like, standing next to him watching Litz McKenzie. And then I was thinking, does Charlie think he's going to play?
Does he know
he's going to? And I was like, I just turned and looked at him. I was like, hey, Charlie, are you going on next? Because at this point, the schedule doesn't matter because it had all gone to shit anyway.
Absolutely.
And Charlie's like, he looks at me, he's like, yeah, sure, you think I'm still up at this time for nothing? So, yeah.
Yeah, as always, the Space Folk Boys came through in shining colours.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I, actually, it was the other point of the night, Ryan, where I just sat down and thought, fuck all the problems that we've encountered, let's just listen to Space Folk. So, here we go.
Well, I mean, a couple of things I just want to say as well, like Steve... Obviously, the keyboardist, there was problems.
Yeah, he can get his keyboard to work.
So he can get his keyboard to work. I don't know if it was his keyboard's problem or if the sound people just couldn't.
Well, I think going on how we've kind of taken this story along in this podcast, that would probably be the answer.
So, yeah, that's a shame. And yeah. But, yeah, still Adrian, Charlie, John, and who else would be coming? Band.
The
the keyboard player Steve.
No, Steve was out.
Charlie. Oh, Steve was out. Yeah, of course. It was five of them, isn't it? Obviously, down to four.
Yeah. Why am I actually Ryan, mental block here, Adrian?
While you're saying that, John. Someone that came into my mind was the Boognish.
Yeah.
Big shout out to the vendors, I think, that came to the Magic Island as well. Boognish has the restaurant, the Treehouse in Wuhan. And he cooked up some... he was distributing a lot of very nice food, wasn't he?
Yeah, very good food. People were having a...
Yeah.
Really enjoying the food. You know, he did a great job as well. Like, fair play to a vendor coming all the way from Dongguan.
And he was dancing and everything.
He was up 24 hours.
Yeah.
He was drinking pitchers of beer. You know.
So, nice one to Steve and his team. We look forward to going to play there, yeah. And of course, Wendy from Cheers.
Steve and his team.
Boognish. Dave.
Yeah,
God, I think we need to end this part.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like it's been another festival going through this, Ryan. Reliving all the nightmares, the good and the bad memories.
My brain's just not working. I'm sick anyway. I thought we were done 2 hours ago.
So, and a big up for Cheers and Ice on the mixer bar too. Anyone else we forgot? Because we don't want to get in trouble.
Probably.
Do you want to say a thank you to our partners that helped us put this together on the island?
No.
I'd like to say thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah,
and,
fair enough.
We've put on three festivals. I think we realise now that it can't get better. When you know that, generally in a product cycle, you move on and do another product, yeah?
Yeah, for sure. That has run its course and, you know, it's... Yeah.
Alakazam, Alakadi, let's put a bit of space, folks, on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was Space Folks then.
Yeah.
Finishing the Magic Island Deluge number 3, eh?
Yeah, I think the microphones had also finished the end of the night as well, because I remember them cutting out through Space Folks set every now and then.
Charlie was getting electrocuted to bits, wasn't he?
Well, he did go on a wet stage with bare feet, which at Secret Spot we know not to do anyway. But
even I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But, okay. Okay. Well, so, yeah. To the listeners that are listening and to those that came, a big thank you to all of you.
Yeah, awesome. And thanks for the help of moving stuff and just being supportive on the day.
It's early days for DAW Productions.
Yeah.
And Sun Yat-sen's, and for a lot of these great bands around the Delta. And long may the music continue, eh?
Hope so.
Any parting words, Magic Island, before we... Because really, we're not going to be talking any more Magic Island, are we?
No.
Going for rebrand.
Oh, I definitely miss the opportunity of having to do it on an island. That's for sure. You know, that was special, but it didn't work out, so...
You know, my biggest thing, why... One of the reasons that, you know, I agree that we don't do it at that location anymore is the very fact that the boats are not allowed to return to the port after dark.
Exactly.
It's a government run. Now, they can run boats to Hong Kong and back throughout the night, but not this one, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, the boat's one of those ones you can go outside on, isn't it? But you can still keep people inside. Still,
you don't let us up on the
deck any most of the time. So the last boat out, 17:45, and for people that want to come for an evening event and go home, or for people who want to come for a day and go home in the evening, it's just a non-goer.
If it rains, you've got a choice to go home.
Yeah.
You know, you can go, the rooms are very expensive.
So anyway, those are two things of many more things that I'm sure people listening now would be able to holler with. So that's the end of the Magic Island. Thank you to all those that have come to Magic Island 1. Magic Island 2, Magic Island 3. As they say, all good things
come to those who wait.
All good things come to an end, you plonker.
Oh. Well, but we haven't come to an end.
But the Magic Island has.
You're half empty, I'm half full.
Oh, bloody hell.
Shut up, mate.
Okay, anyway. Great. Here we go. This is it. China Jelly Tour. See you later.
See ya. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.